Yeah, so hello. For those who don't know me, I'm Karen, and I'm the education director here at Maranatha. I'm also a recreation facilitator, a therapeutic recreation facilitator at Deer Lodge Center, and I run many programs there. When Pastor was sick a couple weeks ago, I thought somebody should have a sermon or a message or something in their pocket just in case he needed support sometime. And the next morning when I was doing my devotions, I felt the Holy Spirit telling me I should talk to him about some of my programs. I mentioned it to him and asked if he wanted me to run one, and he said, go for it, and so I'm here. This audience is way bigger than what I'm used to working with, and I trip over my words, so if I make a mess, just ignore me. These programs that I run at work are non-denominational, and the WRHA doesn't let me talk about forgiveness of sin or a close relationship with Jesus, but this is a different audience. So I'm just going to go ahead into one of the programs. Dr. Joseph Kovich explores the power of love we have for another, even when feeling angry or unhappy with the person's actions or words. This activity includes sermon, prayer, quotes, reflections, and at the end, if there's time, and I think there will be, feel free to share a testimony if you want, and we'll talk about more about that later. The introduction. It is quite possible to be angry, hurt, or disappointed from time to time when people we love and care about. The real question is, how do we overcome these negative emotions and get back to the important business of forgiving and moving forward? There's an opening prayer. And it's the Lord's Prayer, you know it. It's going to be up there. Can we say it together? This is our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I have a song. It's going to come up. And I'll just and go to slide 8. Yes. Okay, so a picture is worth 1,000 words. So observations and reflections by Reverend Dr. Joseph Kovich. So it says, just because you're mad at someone doesn't mean that you stop loving them. Before we go any further, take a moment to look at the picture and reflect what story this image is trying to tell. It says, let's allow the picture to serve as an icon. An icon can be a religious symbol pointing beyond itself to a greater truth. It can be a religious symbol used in prayer to symbolize the holiness of God. So too, this picture can be an icon as an image that represents a deeper meaning for us. Now look again at the picture and let it tell a deeper story. What might it tell you about their life together? Their vocations, their hopes, and fears. As you can see, 1,000 words can be exhausted quite quickly. Pay attention to the picture, for it's a parable of life. It says, how many questions can you gather as you look at this? So I do have some reflections. As an icon, can you see a representation of God in this picture? And do you see a representation of yourself? Have you ever found yourself on either end of the park bench in your life? Look at the woman and try to identify with her situation. Look at the man and try to identify his situation. Look at their expressions and see what they tell you about their thoughts. Are there questions that come to your mind? I don't know how well you can see this, but she's got a grin on her face, and he's grumpy as heck. It's just, I don't know. So I have some questions for you, and feel free to shout out an answer, just a few. It says, why do you think they're sitting on the bench in the rain? Any ideas? Why might they be sitting on that bench?
Waiting for a bus.
They went for a walk and a start. Where are they? Outside, yep. It says, who are they? Are they married? Are they siblings? Are they? They're married. They're definitely married. Okay. They're starting to look like each other. It says, did they have a fight? Okay.
She won.
Okay. It says, how would you describe the act of the man with the umbrella? He's being kind? He's showing love? He's grudgingly holding it out? Okay. Forgiveness. It says, now everyone read the caption at the top of the image together. Let's read that. It says, just because you're mad at someone doesn't mean you stop loving them. Okay, I have just a few more reflections on this. It says, do you have a story from your life this caption would apply to? And it says, can you create another caption? Yeah, so you can just think about that. You don't need to shout out anything right now. Can you create another caption that would speak to the picture? What other caption could go with that? Okay, and then we'll move on to the next. So the Bible speaks. Luke 15:11-32 from the New International Version. It's a parable of the lost son. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion, and he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and he's alive again. He was lost and now he's found. So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. And when he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he had him back safe and sound. The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat to go celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him? My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But he had to celebrate and be glad, because your brother, this brother of yours, was dead, and he is alive again. He was lost, and he is found. We'll go to the reflections. So, reflections. Is a lesson in the story one that has meaning for you? And we'll go to the next one. And it's, so the man in the pitcher had enough compassion for the woman to shelter her from the rain, and the father in the parable of the prodigal son had the ability to forgive and celebrate his son's return. Have you ever been in a position to forgive someone for a serious transgression against you and yours? And here's the question. How did forgiving make you feel? So the older son was angry with his father, and his younger brother, the older brother was angry with his father for forgiving his younger brother and overlooking his mistakes. What does it do to someone when they remain angry and cannot forgive? I have another parable here. Okay, so Matthew 25, 34 to 40 says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did I see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. It says, do you believe God lives in each one of us? And if you do, believe that to be true, does it make sense that whatever you did to someone else was the same as doing it to God? And do you think God is pleased when we love, forgive, and cherish others when it's difficult for us to do these things? Do you have some examples of when you did these things? So the power of Scripture can paint pictures of God for us. Take time to move from the words of these parables and discover the images that come to mind. They speak of being a servant in the midst of people's storms, even in the midst of adversity. So I have some thoughts from Mother Teresa, actually. So it was Mother Teresa who wrote so eloquently about those times when we find ourselves on the opposite side of the park bench in a world of the least of these. She paints a picture of love. And the version of the poem, this version of the poem is written on the wall in Mother Teresa's home for children in Calcutta. It says, people are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them. Anyway, there's another song. Before I go any further, I'm just going to mention, Pastor asked me to say something, not about this. There's no Bible study this Wednesday, so please make a note on your calendar. Okay, back to this. So, like I said, at Deer Lodge, I can't do, everything has to be non-denominational. But so here I'm going off the script. The actual script is over. So one of the devotions I've been doing lately is called Relentless. It challenges us to step out when the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something. He'll never ask you to do anything that is wrong or against Scripture, but to advance his kingdom. It may mean stepping out of your comfort zone. So if God is prompting you to get to know him better, now is the time. He longs to have a close relationship with you. It is as simple as asking Christ to forgive you for the things you've done wrong and ask him to be the director of your life. He loves you and wants to take care of you like the man on the bench. And he wants to welcome you home like the father and the prodigal son. So if you do pray this, be sure to, I encourage you to tell someone and they can walk with you through that the start of that journey. So if the Holy Spirit has reminded you of something you need to confess to him or someone you need to forgive, I encourage you to step out in faith and do it. And if Christ is prompting you right now to share a short testimony, feel free to stand up where you are and share. And then I'll close in prayer in just a few minutes. So if anyone has anything they want to share, it could be about anything from the presentation today, about forgiveness, about a close relationship, or about anything else. We do have a few minutes for that.